Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that was supposed to have been the start of a song there, but for whatever reason, it didn't start playing. So we're going to try that again. That's really bizarre. But welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It's just an hour show tonight, as I have been recovering from a nasty bout of the Texas two-step. I am here with my wonderful partners in crime, Artrell Chocolate Thunder Jones and Mike the Wrestling Encyclopedia Eisler, and also a weirdo. But anywho, so we're going to just play a song and we'll be right back.
With the right intentions, in the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency, but when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch, more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
We are back. So as it seems like it's a musical night, our neighbours downstairs are playing songs very loudly. So I had to blast a little bit of Metallica, you know, just to show them. You know, you may be getting in a romantic mood, but we're going to be haunting your nightmares tonight, people. So what I thought I'd do is I thought it'd be kind of amusing to see what songs were released the year each of myself, AJ, and Mike were born. So we're going to start off with the year AJ was born, which was 1981. I nearly said 91. My God.
I'm young.
You're young again. Okay, so these are the ones we have. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. The Police. Oh. And I can actually do this. We can do this so that we can, to remind you. So as AJ wasn't quite sure what that song was. Alexa, play Every Little Thing by The Police.
Here's Every Little Thing She Does is Magic. Remastered 2003 by The Police on Amazon Music.
Of the feelings I have for her in my heart. Every time that I come near her, I just miss my nerve from the start. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she does just turns me on.
Alexa, stop the music. So do you recognize it now?
Oh.
Okay. So then we had Sheena Easton's 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
Betty Davis Eyes. You don't know that one? Let me see. This one. Just a Small Town Boy. There's Jess's Girl. Let me see. Centerfold. You don't know that one? Alexa, play Centerfold.
Centerfold by the J. Kyle
Band.
Starting now.
This, I actually love this song.
Oh.
Alexa, stop the music. Then we've got Endless Love, Lionel Richie. Super Freak, Rick James. Trail, yeah, you were born. They knew you were coming, dude. They knew you were coming. For Your Eyes Only, Sheena Easton. That was actually from a James Bond movie. In the Air Tonight. Waiting for a Girl Like You. Tainted Love, Don't You Want Me, Ghost Town, Give It To Me Baby, that came out as well, Girls on Film, I'm trying to find ones that you may know, or I don't know, you may, obviously some of these you don't know, I Come From A Land Down Under, that was the year you were born, Kids in America. You know that one? Alexa, play Kids in America by Kim Wilde.
Kids in America by Kim Wilde on Amazon Music.
Looking at the studio window. Down below, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Why tonight and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing heading down. I search for the beat in this dirty town.
Alexa, stop the music. Okay, so that's just a sample of the songs from year you were born. We're going to do a sample from when Mike was born now. Okay. Oh, Dancing in the Dark. When Doves Cry. Caribbean Queen. Footloose. What's Love Got to Do with It? You were born with a good year for certain songs, I'll say that. Drive, which is actually on my playlist for this show, as you know. Careless Whisper. Ooh, sad songs. They keep showing actually more and more of the Footloose soundtrack, so it's the Footloose soundtrack. We'll just put it down to that. Wake Me Up Before She Go. This is actually one of my favorite Wham songs. I'll play this one. Alexa, play Everything She Wants by Wham.
Everything She Wants by Wham, starting now on Amazon Music. Somebody told me that everything she wants is everything she sees. I guess I must have loved you because I said you were the perfect girl for me, baby. And now we're 6 months older, and everything you want and everything you see is out of reach, not good enough. I don't know what the hell you want from me. Oh, Alexa, stop the music. Okay. Then we got a whole bunch of Tina Turner songs because our Private Dancer album came out. So there's pretty much all of those that they're showing. Especially for you, Mike, because we were talking about this person the other day. Okay, you ready? This actually came out, they're saying, August of 1984. So the month you were born, are you ready? Alexa, play Weird Al, Eat It. Love You Too by Jason on Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop the music. Obviously, Alexa did not understand a damn word that I was saying. Yes. Yeah.
Alexa, play Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic.
Here's Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic on Amazon Music.
I swear Alexa's racist for my accent. Music. Okay, so then we've got Dress You Up by Madonna, and a couple of ones by Queen, because Queen were awesome.
I've been home for a month now.
So let's go to the year I was born, which you two are going to be like, I don't know that song. Do you know what? I swear to God, I am going to kill you if you keep saying that. Live on the radio, there's going to be the death of Michael Eisner because he keeps saying I was born in 1927. Okay, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. I Shot the Sheriff. Seasons in the Sun. You know that one? We had fun flicking bogeys at the sun, but the sun was too hot, so it melted into snot. Okay. Now, you two will understand more why I love this song, because it was released the year I was born. Alexa, play Killer Queen.
Here's Killer Queen Remastered by Queen on Amazon Music.
In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cake, she said. Just like Marie Antoinette, building a remedy. Alexa, stop the music, because they're eye rolling. Cats in the Cradle. Rock Your Baby. Honey, Honey, Sugar Baby Love, I don't care. People does this. Until You Come Back to Me by Aretha Franklin, Amateur Hour, The Bitch Is Back. Oh, see, perfect song for me being bored. The Bitch Is Back. It's my reincarnation song. There's a bunch of them, but a lot of them I don't even know. Because this is the ones that were in America the year I was born. So let's do songs released 1994 in there. That's what I just said. So 1974. No, I ain't that much of a baby. Okay, I'm just bringing them up. Let's see. We have... This song was number one in the charts in England, okay? The year I was born. And this was actually number one on my birthday. So the day I was born. Alexa, play Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, starting now on Amazon Music.
Everybody was dancing.
Alexa, you can stop the music. Okay, this is a song. Okay, it came out the year I was born, and it was from one of the TV shows that I loved growing up. You two are going to roll your eyes, but hopefully Alexa has it. Alexa, play Remember You're a Womble.
Here's Remember You're a Womble by The Womble.
Alexa, stop the music. Look, wombles were important parts of British TV history. Do not even shake your head. Okay, what is a song that you really like, Artrell, that people will be like, wow, and be shocked by?
Whether
Go on. While you're doing that, I will actually play one that, not so much as a surprise, but is one that I grew up with listening to, and that is Alexa, play Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
I can't find Young Thug by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Okay, never mind. Good. Alexa, play Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers, starting now on Amazon Music.
Young Thug, get out my mind. That's the 2019 remix. It was Young Thug. Alexa, stop the music. So, Mike, what is a song that people may be surprised that you really like? I would say most of your playlist, but yeah. Yes. Mentos commercial. Yeah, you ain't lying there. Okay, we're going to take a quick musical break, even though we've been listening to music, and we will be right back. Okay, so we are back, and I thought what we would actually do is I'm in a musical frame of mind. I just typed in the top 20 songs of the 80s. So I thought the three of us could say what, you know, what our thoughts are. These are in no particular order, but these are the top 20 selling songs of the 80s, okay? So the first one they've got mentioned is The Police, Every Breath You Take. What are your thoughts? You haven't heard The Police, Every Breath You Take?
If I have, I don't remember it all that well.
Alexa, play Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Every Breath You Take, remastered 2003 by The Police on Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop the music. Okay, the next one they've got mentioned is Billie Jean. Which would, you know, I've got a feeling we're going to see Michael Jackson a few times in this. Yeah. Call Me by Blondie. Call me on the line. Call me, anytime. Take On Me by A-ha. Oh, not in England and Europe they weren't, no. Over here, yes. In England, no. In England and Europe they were really big. I actually saw them in concert a couple of times because they went to a lot of the smaller venues and everything. So Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. Now, this song and this band epitomizes to me the 80s. It is like the anthem of the 80s, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. They are. A song by one of my favorite bands, another one, Bites the Dust, Queen. Now, this person, obviously, it wouldn't be an 80s list without them, without him, rather. Prince, When Doves Cry.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those, maybe more than once.
Then this one. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I know. Another mention by one of my favorite groups ever, 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 ever. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Okay, another one. Don't you forget about me. Yep. Then Michael Jackson's Beat It. Then we have Total Eclipse of the Heart. I'm guessing no thoughts on that from either of you.
Well, you're always playing the club.
You've never heard it? Lionel Richie's All Night Long. All night. Oh, we haven't even got hit it all yet. Flashdance, What a Feeling. When there's nothing but a slow flowing dream. What?
Oh, I thought you meant What a Feeling by Lionel Richie.
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Don't You Want Me, the Human League. What, Don't You Want Me? Alexa, play Don't You Want Me by the Human League.
Don't You Want Me by the Human League on Amazon Music.
Oh.
Alexa, stop the music. Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley.
What movie somebody, at the end of the movie, somebody fight? I think that was,
Yeah. Yes. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears. Okay. We could actually sing this next song together. Are you ready? Ebony. No. Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. No. I don't want... Oh, gosh.
What song was all right? Like, I guess it was how people, there's some people that think that's one of the most
racist songs out there.
Yeah.
And it's not, they're talking about a piano. Okay, there we go. Wake Me Up Before You Go, Go. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Come a Chameleon. Jess's Girl. Rick Springfield. Yes, he was. It's Still Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joe. Yeah. Down Under by Men at Work. Time After Time. Upside Down. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. They are. I cherish the moments with you. Careless Whisper. Let's get physical. Olivia Newton-John. With or Without You by U2. Alexa, play With or Without You by U2.
With or Without You by U2, starting now on Amazon.
I love this song. Never heard this. See the stone set in her eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. And I'll wait for you. Slide a hand and twist her face. On a bed of nails, she lets me wait. And I'll wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm, we reach the shore. Give it all, but I want more. And I'll wait for you. With or without you. With or without you, I can live. With or without you. Alexa, stop the music. You know it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie. Obviously, this is more than 20 songs because they've given me a whole list. This one. Okay, you ready? Boss up sugar on me. Def Leppard. Yep. Okay. One for Mike. Eye of the Tiger. Tainted Love, Soft Cell. Ooh. This is actually one of my favorite songs from when I was started. I was just like 10 years old, so I was about to go into what they could consider senior school. Alexa, play West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, I love that song.
West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys, starting now on Amazon Music.
Sometimes better off dead than a gun in your hand and pointed to air. She thinks you're mad, too unstable. She's sitting sure if they're not the bad place of being a restaurant in a western town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down, the ground. Who would die far in a western town?
Western town, a dead end world. The eastern boys and western girls. In a western town, a dead end world. The East End boys, West End girls.
West End girls.
Alexa, stop the music. But anywho, come on, Eileen. Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear there's Eileen. At this moment, you mean everything. Walk like an Egyptian. Oh, I love that song. Here I go again on my own. This actual one song is one of my favorites, Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp. Alexa, play Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp on Amazon Music.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jack's gonna be, oh, a football star. Diane sits on Jack's feet of Jackie's car. Alexa, stop the music. Okay, so that was pretty much the ones from the 80s. So let's jump forward to another decade, shall we? Songs of the 90s. Okay, you ready? Now, let's be honest, you cannot tip anything off without this one. Smells Like Teen Spirit. I know all the lyrics to it, actually, funnily enough. So does Robert as well, doesn't he? Because he was a huge Nirvana fan.
That we're out parody.
Yep.
It was pretty much like a parody of like Max Kurt Cobain watched Weird Al. So Kurt Cobain asked Weird Al why he wanted to record it. It's like, well, it's pretty much like a parody of how nobody has a chance to
yeah. Okay, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
That was like the anthem of the night.
AJ's Fantasy, Wannabe with the Spice Girls. Look at that. Look at that face. Look, he's already thinking about that. Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor. I do actually, even though Prince actually wrote it, I prefer Prince singing it.
Oh, he wrote it?
Sinead, Prince wrote that song, yes. Have you ever heard the Prince version of it?
No.
Alexa, play Nothing Compares to You by Prince.
Nothing Compares to You by Prince. Featuring Rosie Gaines, starting now on Amazon Music.
He actually wrote the song.
Been 15 days. since you took your love away.
Okay, Alexa, stop the music. Now, if this song does not epitomize the 90s, no other song does.
I like the way you work it. I gotta bag it up.
Don't you agree that is like the sex song of the 90s? Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. Yep. The song for all the angry women out there of the 90s, and I have been known to belt this song out very loudly. You ought to know, Alanah Morissette. I have a claim to fame to this song, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Alexa, play Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Hear Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve on Amazon Music.
Alexa, stop the music. Claim to fame. Had a one night stand with the lead singer. Moving on. No Speak by No Doubt. Don't Speak, sorry. Okay, you ready for this one? Another one, actually, Mike is right. That was one of the songs. This is the one, the ultimate breakup song. Now that we've come to the end of the road. Yeah. And I agree. It gets to a point where the songs were so popular that it was just overload. Okay, ready? Wonderwall by Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do it for you. Adams. You ready for this? She's living la vida loca. No Scrubs.
That was the man hating song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing but a G thing. I'll be missing you, which actually has I'll be watching you is the song behind it for Biggie. Yep. Killing Me Softly.
They played that a lot too.
Yep. I Want It That Way. Vogue, Strike a Pose. Mbop. Everybody, rock your body. A song for Mike, Black or White, choose. How about this one? I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I didn't like it at first, but I just changed it to
another. Okay. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Rub, rub, rub me up and let me out. You're Still the One, Shania Twain. Waterfalls, TLC. Oh, hold on. Are you ready for this? Mike was right. I totally forgot about this song and the ultimate sex song of the 90s. I'll make love to you like you want me to.
Or anything by Keith Sweat.
Getting jiggy with it. Are you ready for this one? All together now. One, two, three. Hey, Macarena. Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey. And then this one I loved. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky. old stuff.
I had a vision of love. Grooves in the heart.
Delight. Okay.
Give me a hop, make it real, or else forget about it.
Mood.
I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you comfort me?
Okay, so that's the top songs of the 90s. So we are going to play a quick song, and then we will be back with some more.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
We're back, sorry. But apparently we cock blocked our neighbours at home saying, she's going, I was just getting in the mood and then they started playing rock music. So I just cock blocked the neighbours. They're currently playing R&B, so she's obviously, he's obviously trying to get her back in the mood. So, top songs of the 2000s. Are you ready? Hey, yeah.
Oh, that's
hey, yeah. Umbrella by Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Every woman in America is sick of that damn.
Lose Yourself. Eminem.
Okay.
In the Club, 50 Cent. You can find me in a club, all full of purpose, my mind covers to me. Drink, taking drugs, come in, having sex, fighting, and making love. But come give me a hug if you really can't rub. Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Usher.
Yeah.
And if this song is really funny and ironic considering who he married to. She gives me money when I'm in need. Paper Plane by M.I.A. Don't be having phone calls during our radio show. Who is it now?
No
one. What? Oh, you did that. Seven Nation Army. You know what? They're getting it on downstairs. Should we do that?
No.
Yeah.
You mean?
Tell me that no, there was a one wedding across the U.S. that did not play this song for the single ladies. Are you the single ladies? Are you single ladies?
Oh, yeah. Probably after
the person getting married. Poker Face, Lady Gaga. Fallen, Alicia Keys.
I didn't like it at first.
Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Run This Town, Jay-Z.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg. B.O.B., Outkast. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake.
You know he was Justin
Timberlake. He actually came out recently and said he was.
No,
he finally admitted
was.
It.
Oh, no, he was.
Yeah, that's right. Clocks by Coldplay. Alexa, play Clock by Coldplay.
Clock by Coldplay on Amazon Music.
Oh, awesome. Alexa, stop the
music.
I just didn't know the name of that song.
Toxic, Britney Spears.
Okay.
Ms. Jackson, Outkast.
Yeah, Ms. Jackson.
Rehab, Amy Winehouse.
Well, the hit song Before She Died.
Yellow by Coldplay.
Yep, I
used to sing that to Robert. So he'd go to sleep. Feel cuddled up with me, and I'd be like, look at the stars. See how they shine for you. We Belong Together. The Anthem of the 2000s. Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Been there, right?
Yep. How You Remind Me, Nickelback.
Yeah,
Song. Actually, this is an artist who made me message you.
Okay.
Try again, Aaliyah. The first
of the day of the
yeah.
This is how far from Charlie. This is how far from Charlie. Oh, she would have most of the female singing community in check. Let's be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, pow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get it.
Gotta get that.
My song. I'm bringing sexy back. That'll
be my theme song. It's sexy.
Yes, it was. And holler back, girl. What's that?
That's it. My three songs. Like the club anthem, Back That Thing Up by Cash Money.
Oh, you mean Juvenile?
And how to Use a Damn Song was in the ball, but you're about to just call it. You're about to just take that. What about the song we were just singing a couple of months ago?
Oh, sorry.
We're singing the shit out of the song, like.
Okay, songs from the 2000s, early 2000s that we've forgotten about. Okay, hold on, I'm not bringing up this stuff. It's going to take a while to roll. Here we go. There you go. Song.
Yeah.
Let me see that song. Which was actually your 30th birthday anthem, wasn't it? You did your hair silver, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Saudi?
Well, we were at the club. They played that song, too, and it's very funny.
And not only that, we went up and asked them a couple of times, and they're like, this song through the house, it's his birthday, he's right over there. And then played it for him. Wait a minute, Rain Day, it's a new tip.
Oh.
I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him up, so.
Oh,
man, you're fixing all the boys to jazz. It's better than yours, you're dead. It's better than yours, I can see. But I have to show. Let me blow your mind. I like that song. If I have to do, you know, it's only thing for you. What's your fantasy, Lucas? From your history, your soul. Okay, so down for the people downstairs. Alexa, play What's Your Fantasy, Ludacris.
Here's What's Your Fantasy, featuring Shauna, by Ludacris, featuring Shauna, on Amazon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're helping you guys.
Don't stop. Ride on the beat with that thing. Take up your body, call me the Batman. Take my time. the most one hour show.
Make you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed, dance to the floor, and I wanna you make so good I won't leave, but I gotta know what's so fancy to see.
Pieces of Me, Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Free our lady, mama, la. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, ce soir? Feel Good. Uh-oh. I love that song. Do you?
And did it. Kid, who do you think you're going?
Alexa.
Come here.
Play Feel Good, Inc. by Gorillaz.
Feel Good, Incorporated by Gorillaz on Amazon.
I like that. Feel Good, Incorporated. Yep.
Feel Good. Feel Good.
Don't. the music.
Oh, somebody did a minute. Oh.
That Foodilicious, Destiny's Child. Dance with me. 112.
Oh, okay.
Me and you, Kathy. Put your records on, Corinne Bailey Ray. Put your records on. Candy Shop, 50 Cent. Get It Shorty, Lloyd. This was one of my favorite songs. Alexa, play I Love Your Girl by The Dream featuring Young Jeezy.
Here's I Love Your Girl, remix, Explicit by The Dream featuring Young Jeezy on Amazon Music. The American Dream, do you know what I mean?
Barack Obama made the world's representative. DJ Trump, Obama, what's up, little mama?
I was on her, she was on him. She's all up on my thing, got a thing on her hip. JC and Pop Pop, don't know where to act. One song, came right back. Turned on me, the rest of the night. Fun listening. Little mama so hard. Little mama stay fly. I see her with the tenor. She keep them hills on high. Man, look at Sorry go, go. Sorry, I gotta be for your girlfriend. I had a call over there, but she like, walk down to the floor, but shorty you should go, but she like, all of this be a one on me, all up in my head now, seeing my bed like.
Alexa, stop the music. Sorry, I do love that song.
Well, it's not like he's gargling on a chainsaw.
You know what? Leave my boy alone.
Did I figure out why it sounds like he's gargling on a chainsaw?
Because he might have been. You've tried Henny. That is like drinking chainsaw. Turn My Swag On, Soldier Boy.
Oh.
Day and Night, Kid Cudi. You love that song. Kiss, kiss. She was a lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey. They kiss, kiss, kiss. Man, she fantasized about getting with me. Those are just some of the ones that were missing. So come on then. You guys, you both are like really into music and have completely... You actually have some similar tastes, but then on the other hand, you've got really varied tastes from each other. Trell, five of your favorite songs.
Oh, God.
That gives you a chance to think of five.
I can't even think of five because there's so many of them now. I just can't name all five.
Well, you got to think of five.
You ain't going to get no any time of me.
I have to go with Eminem's Monster with Rihanna. Nobody's Fool by Evanescence. Jigglin' Baby by LL Cool J. DMX, Where the Hood At. And I know I got one more. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, God. What song I will play the most? Limp Bizkit's Rolling. The remix.
Okay, well, list some of your favorite songs then. That's a good one. Yes.
Don't you forget about can I use the even though I kind of jokingly can I use solo can
yeah. You can have a solo moment, yes.
Well, you got the whole song on your phone.
My ringtone actually on his phone is the Soul Glow commercial. I'm just putting it out there. No, I'm only Soul Glow on there. On my phone, his is Mr. Rogers' theme song.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I'm three. That's five.
Okay, I'll give you, I'll help you out a bit. Some, one of your favorite songs from high school.
Still off, though. Almost anything Elvis related.
Really? Wow, I never knew you were an Elvis fan. Sorry.
And let's see here. How about...
Uh-oh, he's smirking, so you know it's going to be stupid. Oh, yes. Okay, five of my favorite songs. Yeah, I can't even argue with you there. Anything Queen-related, anything Guns N' Roses-related. Anything Doors related? I used to have everything the Doors ever released. I had all of their albums. I had all the poetry books John Morrison released. I had all of their concerts that were available to buy. That's what I meant to say. I had everything.
Of course, John Morrison did came back.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, all of that lot, I just had everything. And sadly, it got sold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got your movie back.
You did, yes. I've watched it more than once. I've watched it by myself, and I've taken it to Maggie's and watched it on my laptop. Remember when I go? No. You remember when I went camping, and I was like, would take my laptop and everything with me? That was one of the movies that would come with me to watch. Let me see. No. Yeah. I did this past summer when we weren't camping. Let me think. You got it for me in like April.
Oh.
April, May time.
Oh, okay.
Let me think. There was... Well, I think I've done more than five because I've said pretty much everything of Guns N' Roses, The Doors, and The Queen. Okay. Who here has been to see any bands in concert?
Yeah.
Who has seen some of the most classic acts in music history in concert? Yes. Michael Jackson, Queen, Guns N' Roses, Pet Shop Boys, just to name a few. See, I'll say this. Seeing Michael Jackson, as much as it was very good seeing him live, you can't enjoy the music at his concerts live because there's too many freaking women screaming.
And
it kind of, as much as it's great seeing that man do the moonwalk in person, it's like, well, holy shit. Because you actually, you know, you think to yourself, there's something, there's got to be like oil on the floor or something. Because now you're just looking at it like, well, goddamn. But there's too many people screaming. You know what I mean? And the funniest was, I'll tell you a little story from when I went to see him. Went with my brother. Come down and sing to you. Now I'm at the concert, I'm with my brother, and my brother's like, this is my brother, he's got, I don't even want to be here, but I got to come with you, because nobody else will come with you, you won't be able to see it if you, unless you're chaperoned. I'm like,
thank you, love you.
Yeah, I bet you do, but I ain't even happy I'm here.
Thank you, I love you, Steve, you are good.
Just don't ask me for anything, because you ain't getting anything. Get to the concert. He stuck to his word at the beginning of the concert. A couple of the first songs played up, and I'm like the little kid jumping out and dancing around and everything. My brother's just like doing the head nod, you know. And then as the music starts going, you can see him getting. Then he starts jumping up and down. By about four songs in, this ignorant fool is jumping up and down, screaming Michael at the top of his voice. When we left there, he's like, we're going to buy a T-shirt, we're going to get some posters and stuff, we're going to see what else he got. What do you want? Went from being a so-called non-fan. Yeah.
Michael Jackson
did change his life. But it was just so funny how you saw these really big guys walking in, you're like, you know, with their girlfriends, and you think to yourself, oh, he's only gone because his girlfriend's dragging him. Who, when they're in there, it's the guys who are going, ah! Queen is a different experience because people seeing Queen, they're dancing and everything along to it, but it ends up more like a freaking karaoke night.
Karaoke night.
Everyone's singing along with it. And I have been part of the Ayo.
Well, after their songs, they want people to sing along with them anyway.
Yeah. And I'll say this, he's right. When that Love of My Life plays, you know, you hear the tune start up and everything, and you see him go to sing it, and then he doesn't. He just stands there and lets the crowd sing. And as I say, I was still younger then, so I, you know, didn't know all the lyrics, but it's just one of those things where I wish that older me could go back in time and witness it all, because, yeah. But I did get in trouble for going to the Freddie Mercury tribute concert. Me and my stupid self said, yeah, Mom, I'm going, you know, I'm going to be doing this and doing that and doing my preparations for college and everything, because Freddie Mercury had died when I turned 16. And I'm like supposed to be doing my preps for college and all this lot, because I started college when I was 16. And I wanted to go to the concert so badly, and I'd asked my mom, and she said, you're not going. She said, it's too big of a deal that's going on. You're not going to go. She said, so, you know, get it out your head. I'm like, okay, whine, stomp, stomp, door slam, that type of thing. Mom yells up, you know, slam that door one more time, and I'm going to come up there and give you something to complain about, you know, all the usual stuff and everything. And I still went to the concert, and there was a little incident, you see, because me with my stupid self, you know, was totally forgot it's a big concert that is being shown around the world, because it's a Freddie Mercury tribute concert. And why wouldn't there be TV cameras everywhere? Because it's being shown on freaking TV. So there's my stupid self seen on camera going to the concert. And I remember when I got home. And then I remember getting home from the concert, and I said I was staying at a friend's, got home, and my mom going, how did the study for college go? I was like, it went good. It's real good. She's like, mm-hmm. She looked at me, she went, sit out in the sun, because it was summer. I'm like, yeah. If we had a son, I'm like, bright red face, bright red arms and everything, you know. It's like, yeah, she went, set in someone's back garden then. Yeah, I was out there. It was too hot inside. Houses in England don't have air conditioning. Yeah, we play outside. What exactly were you studying? Well, you know that I'm doing nursing, so I was like looking at my nursing stuff and everything. Oh, really? Yeah. She went, do you want to tell me how you went from studying to being on TV last night? I'm like, oh, God, no. I was grounded for the rest of the summer. It was so worth it, though. I'll just say it's a dread. I got up to my nan's because my nan lived the equivalent of like 3 blocks from her. So I had to go stay with her for being grounded because my parents were working. I got up there the first day I was grounded, and my nan... I was grounded still. I lived at home.
Oh, no, but isn't you still like, considered an adult when you're 16?
No, you're 18. You're an adult.
Oh.
I get up to my nan's the first day of my grounding when my parents are at work. And I walked in her house because I had a key and everything. She looked at me and she went, you're an idiot. She went, one, if you're going up there, she said, you arrive when the crowds are big. You don't arrive there at 8 o'clock in the morning when the crowds are small. She said, two, don't bring attention to yourself by jumping up and down with your friends all excitedly because you can see the TV cameras. We did, but don't even need to go there. She said, a three, next time, she says, say you were at my house. She said, your mum ain't going to argue with you if you tell her that you're at your nan's house. No one argues with their mum, even when they're grown. But, yeah, that was basically me getting in trouble for going to a concert that I shouldn't have gone to. I did, however, 6 months later, go and see Guns N' Roses live in concert without my parents knowing. I was smart this time. I went with a coach full of people. I got in, I got home and said I was staying at my nan's. I cleared it with my nan. She said that was okay, no problem. And my mum apparently went up my nan's at like 6 o'clock in the evening to see if I was up there. My nan had locked her front door. She didn't answer the door. She answered the phone to my mum about 2 hours later and said she fell asleep. And my mum asked to speak with me, and my nan's like, no, she's gone to the cinema to see a film with her boyfriend. God bless you, man. God bless her. Yeah, well, you know what? Ground me now, Mum. I'm 3,500 miles away. Don't tell her I said that.
Can't tell her. This is like recording, so I was going to tell her on his own.
She won't listen. We're good. But we're going to play another song, and then we are going to be right back. But let me find a song.
Cause we're the power.
Because we went all musical and shit, which is a good thing, but we are going to wind it up now. So, Trail, tell us what's going on show-wise for the upcoming week.
No shows this coming week after this one. Then next week is all the regular shows and stuff with Arthur Smith's Mix on Tuesday, Hazel Shows on Wednesday, Thursday Bucks Talk, which probably be longer than usual because I catch up on
quite a few games.
Yeah. Possibly Friday or Saturday, probably do my show. Just wanted to just stay tuned for that.
And that's pretty much it for the upcoming week.
Yep.
So we're going to say good night. So it's good night from me. It's good night from AJ. It's fuck you from Mike. And we will catch you all soon. Have a good night.